Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. The motorbike collision of two riders who died instantly, who were displaying in a funeral and died instantaneously. Help them with their lives, please. I need it back. It's a distraction to my focus. And so I saw the gentleman who climbed the pylons, electrical pylon, at Kasua in an attempt to commit suicide. And maybe he decided to change his mind. But the time for changing his mind was too late. And so he also perished. What a waste. What a waste. That's where I started on Sunday morning, and I would love to continue from here, as by the grace of God, we would love to, you know, help him, sir. Maybe he's looking for something you could be of help. Try, you know, put these lights back for me. Thank you very much. I read a couple of scriptures on Sunday, W3 and F5. I'm going to try my of God for the life of everybody who was not here, who was here in the W3, was not here in the F5. Whichever way, I'm going to do my best to carry everybody along by the grace of God, the Spirit of God, who grant us grace. Can I hear a good amen? Strictly what exactly we are dealing with, my subject. I am bringing it to Bible study. I will take it back on Sunday, bring it back to Bible study, and take it back on Sunday. It's just that in the next Tuesday, we want to receive the ministry of a wonderful pastor, a teacher of the word, an amazing man of God. We want to allow him for two Tuesdays to have the privilege to minister to us. I believe that he is one speaker that has become a new master by the grace of God. I'm just going to ask you to watch his ministry. It's just a matter of time that the grace of God and the might of God is going to be tremendous on his life. And so watch him, because it's going to be amazing. I would love him to come over and take up this pulpit for 2 weeks, two Tuesdays, and speak to us. Whilst we are getting ourselves ready for Reloaded 2022, you know, I can't wait to this year. As God has been good to us, this has been a very difficult year, but you know, the Lord keeps energizing and keeps refining and restoring us on this altar and strengthening us by his mercy and his grace. Amen. This morning, whilst I had one of our people send me, I think that I was teaching on last Tuesday, that I said that there was a particular lady, a banker, a media present, whatever, that passed on. I showed that photograph to Didi, very beautiful lady, very pretty woman. To me, that was heartbreaking that your mother is alive, and to be able to climb up to the, not only to the academic ladder, but to the career ladder. This morning I heard that, you know, it was not just death like coronavirus death or any kind of death. You know, I'm hearing details that she works with Bank of Ghana, and you know, her promotion aggravates and irritates somebody, and they found a way to cut her off. Like, really? See, this is why I tell the people, the higher you go, the dangerous it becomes. Indeed, things like, let me put it this way, things like forest and pibokesia cannot be taken for granted. Things like the alpha hour cannot be taken for granted. You can't take certain things that God has stirred up in the body of Christ. You cannot joke with it. Because the enemy is looking for your soul to destroy it. I'm telling you. Serious. The enemy is really looking for the soul of innocent people climbing the ladder of success to terminate and absolutely cut off. Serious. That is why we cannot joke with people like that. It cannot be, you know, to joke with lives like that. Say a good amen. And so I started the service by talking about my team being the error of Balaam. And I was making a retraction that the Bible had talked in Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 13 to 14. The Bible talked about the doctrine of Balaam. So I will take my time and read. The Bible said, "For I know thy works, that thou and where thou dwellest." Note emphatically, because he is making a submission of a location. The submission is not just to a church, but to a particular location where the church is located. And so he's making a very solid pointing out that I know where you live. Even where the seat of Satan is. And thou holdest fast my name, and you have not denied my faith. So I said on Sunday, I will bring my faith. My faith. He didn't say your faith. My faith. Note, he did not say your faith. My faith. You have not denied Christianity. This is exactly where Jude was talking about. Jude is only one chapter and verse number 3. Jude 1 verse 3. Let's go into the word of the Lord and look at exactly what the Bible has got to say. He said, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write to you to exhort you that you shall endlessly contend for the faith." This is exactly the faith Revelation is talking about. The faith that is in Christ Jesus. Also, when Jesus was talking about, you know, the other time was making a parabolical submission, he said, "If the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he still find people in Christianity? Will people still be Christians?" I want to ask you, next year about this time, will you be here singing? I'm telling you, by December, you will buy 1 liter of petrol for 20 cedis. In other words, 1 gallon will become 80 cedis by December. Something is approaching that the people will desert Christ and their faith. I was telling Didi, what is the point? What is your alternative? Because we know, we put you in all. We are saying penny. When to me and blame you are buying, when to me and blame you, Yamina be blaming. How can you get the audacity to come and blame God? The sons of men. How are you going to blame God? The first principle of leadership, everything rises and falls by leadership. If things go on well, it is leadership. If things fall apart, it's leadership. Period. It's so interesting how the leadership of this government and this country is becoming irritated. Your Excellency, you can be irritated. To whom much is given, a lot more is required. You can't be irritated. You can't be irritated. The people have a right to demand accountability. Yeah. Somebody in cabinet should be able to say this to His Excellency. The people have a right to demand for accountability. Yeah. They have a right to demand for what you promised. Yeah. And may I say generally that there are still people who are looking for this opportunity to serve. You don't blow it apart. It breaks our heart when people that we love and honor and cherish and have enormous respect for, Ubi Ayeshe. It's not only His Excellency in Ayeshe. Husbands Ayeshe, wives Ayeshe, traders Ayeshe, the people that are changing money to buy what they need to buy every day. Omayeshe, everybody needs patience. Everybody needs it. Patience. This is not a time for fun. Be anywhere else you too from any. Patience. Anything that is not patient is not the spirit of God. And if it is not the spirit of God, it's the spirit of the devil. Straight. Should be able to say it to people. Patience. The Bible makes it very clear in the book of Hebrews. You have need of patience. Because now you are dwelling in the seat of Satan. Where Satan is dwelling, the system is satanic, demonic. That is what it is. And Nehemiah shit, you cannot, you know, be blamed. So things are going to be better. Oh boy. I'm serious. Anybody that promises peace is a joke. Anybody that promises peace, because there is no peace. When Jesus was in the boat and there was a storm, the Bible said He rose up and commanded the storm. When He looked at the storm, the raging storm, He called the storm, peace. Be still. He said to the raging storm, I thought the storm was the chaos. But Jesus says, peace. He is referring to the storm, peace. Be still. How can peace be still? Because peace is stillness. Peace is already stillness. How can peace be still? What do you call a problem? God calls it peace. What do you call a burden? Ghana Eden, He calls it peace. Don't you think it's time to get a different perspective? A different mind? Come on. Peace, be still. Say a good amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And so He said, I know where you dwell, and I know your works. That He said emphatically, you know, you have not denied my faith. Even in those days wherein Antipas was a faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have few things against you. Because thou hast there with you them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. My theme is the error of Balaam. But the Bible has already outlined the doctrine of Balaam. When you look into the Bible and look at the things that God hates, one of the things that the Lord hates is evil doctrines, demonic teachings, teachings that causes people to err, demonic teachings, things that brings people to error. And so when I wrote I spoke about this particular thing. He said, the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, and to eat sacrifice food and to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 15. The Bible went further to talk about the way of Balaam. The way of Balaam, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bosor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. The way of Balaam. The way of Balaam. Then I came to my subject matter and to derive the revelation from, and that is talking about Jude 1 and verse 11, where the Bible talks about, woe unto them, for they have gone astray to the way of Cain, and run greedily after the arrow. The arrow. That's my subject for 3 weeks. The arrow of Balaam for reward, and perish in gainsaying of the call. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In the F5 service, I read a couple of scriptures also. And I would love to possibly, for the sake of understanding and the people that are here, I would love to possibly carry you along with me. And it will be of a tremendous blessing. Say amen. Now, Dede, before we read those scriptures, let me read Luke chapter 21 verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke 21 verses 34, 35, and 36. If I were you, I would love to go deep in the presence of God. I would love to remain in the cause of God, in his faith, in the faith that is in Christ Jesus, to be rooted in his word, to grow and mature and bring forth fruits of repentance and righteousness, getting myself ready for the second coming of Christ, which is just by the door. Everything else tells me that Christ is coming again. Everything. Don't think only it's Ghana that inflation has hit the whole world. The Bible will call it the Great Recession. It will spread itself just like coronavirus. It's a famine. And so the Bible said, take heed, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged. Now, I want to turn this word into something. Turn it into a different version. In this version, he said, be careful not for to let yourself be occupied with too much feasting and drinking and with the worries of this life. The worries of this life is going to intensify. You are going to see worries of this life. If right now I say, I want somebody to give an offering of 20,000 cedis. Me see who will be Kudaa Benjamin Prince. If you have it, you will think 3 times. Another version, look at exactly what the word of the Lord is. He said, but be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down and depressed. Weighed down. Look at the words. Depressed. Weighed down. Depressed. Weighed down and depressed. This is the season when many people are going to think, Yameche. Greed will set in. You sound beautifully. Ebenezer, good to see you. Pastor Steve is fine. You can come back. I need you. Sofonana, good to see you. And may the Lord comfort you at the passing of your mom and the honor that you honored her. Onipa wuna se wenye siye papa. So your mom is grateful for the honor that you honored her. The Lord bless you. Amen. Now, before we go into some of the things that I will love us to retain and talk about. I am going to use opportunity to thank God for the life of everybody. But may I remind you of few scriptures that is happening as I'm speaking to you right now. Amos chapter 8 and verse number 11 will be the first one. Amos 8 and verse 11. Right now, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor thirst of for water, but it will be of hearing of the words of the Lord. And goes further and says that, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. In 13 verse, in that day, the Bible says, shall the fair or beautiful women and men faint for thirst. The Bible continues to say, and they that swear by the sin of Samaria shall say, thy God, O Dan, liveth. And the manner of Bathsheba liveth. Even they shall fall and shall not rise again. Put it in verse number 11 again, this time in our language. And the Bible said, was a share, and nebi ba, ebradi, yankopon, asimi, mema, a com kasiye diaba, asase so, enye, a diane com, anasu com, ebradia sem ti, wankase, ebradia semo com, ebradia sem ni ti, enye, ebradia semo com, asem ni ti, ti, a kansem panwa, eni pa be pese o ba be pe bi eti e kon kon bisi e tenyam seman kasa se pa se ni pa be timi atese nyam sam ye ken me koma ko pe bi eti e kon kon bisi serious e kon kon bisi eni pa mpe nyam ya se mo eti e ba ye na monko asi anwo mo hanam de ma ro mo abegu all tears wanka henaye. Sadly, you have people sitting in the house of God who are too crazy about worldly madness. Besides, as a quotation, there are people who attended last Sunday's church service but cannot tell me. Serious! Yesterday, my boys were telling me there is an award for a footballer. If I ask you who that footballer is, everybody in this room, including women, will tell me who that footballer is. Your heart is drifting away gradually from the Lord. Nina me catch it up. Adia Satan ibe yankrofono adores. And your football is one of them. I will boldly tell you that. Your football is what me from team we will yes. I mean, you know. It's the truth. I just told you that. This summer match a ball one and found. Everybody cannot be like me. I cannot turn that into a doctrine. But I'm telling you, if there is anything that can take your attention more than Christ, that is an idol. Boldly, that is an idol. Oh, there are many of them. Your phone is an all-time generational distraction. All-time generational distraction. Your heart. How many people can sit here whilst I'm preaching for 6 hours, but you can sit on this phone until it's 4 a.m.? I boldly stand here to tell you, you have backslided. Mr. Warrior said, go back to where you believed. I'm seriously telling you. How many people can, you know, put the word of the Lord in their earpiece? Preaching after preaching. We see now we are born. We see now we are. The people will not even bother. Bring everything on. We are ready to talk about it. Serious!
I was asking, you know, one of my sons, I said to them, this program here and Crawford that they're near the camera is here when people are watching, like a reality show. I asked him, what sense is there in that somebody is in the kitchen, going to the bedroom, somebody is going, making their nails, and I'm sitting in my home and I'm watching them? Tell me the sense in that, in terms of what it is adding to your personal Christian life. Tell me the emphasis on it was. How much of the word of God is in you? Nyamia something in the womb to be able to get the adagia to watch madness. Tell me, nyamia some do was in the womb. You will have a shock of your life on the day of judgment. I told you the mind of God. I told you. Everybody used to catch the matter. Say, Martha, 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 Martha! You are preoccupied. And here might be bidding some. Wouldn't you mean Nick Christwechi? Martha, near my son, and near my house. That you need to be believed also. There are too many things competing for your attention. Martha! Martha, when you are Mary, I felt the baby, you'll be into me in them. So I bet you know, I'm not asking. But you know, I'm not asking. But free when you're doing where you are near Najo. Share yourself, the assembly. Yeah, Martha. Many times when I meet people, they look so nice and they tell me lovely things. Sometimes they come with a request. I want you to lead me to do A, B, C, or D and all that kind of thing. Like for a young couple, they came here and they were asking me if I could use my influence to secure them a job, the husband a job in a particular prestigious company. And then I said, why do you believe that I can do that? Said, well, because everybody knows you. I'm said, well, that is what you think. That is your opinion. And then I said, no problem. Let's look at how it will go. Okay, so they were here first month, second month, third month, fourth month, fifth month. They vanished because their mind for coming was not to know Christ. Their mind for coming is to use Kofi Udru to get a job. The moment they secured that job, they don't need God and they don't need his Christ. As for church, forget about it. You know, because that is not what they are thinking about at all. And I have seen these things over and over and over, over the time. You know, I know people who are asking me to help them to secure visas to travel out of the country. And I ask them, do I look like somebody who give visas? Do I look like a consulate or a high commission? Or do I look like a visa case officer? Or stuff like that. But if they feel that you can do it and you don't do it, then they feel like you are disappointed. Well, I'm not Nanado who promised you anything, or John Mahama who promised you anything. And if that promise don't come, you change your mind. I'm a man of God. I'm a messenger of God. I carry the fire of God in this end time. My job is to show you the way of salvation and not to be here connecting people on stuff that is not even part of our mission. PNEA! And therefore, I have, you know, a very focused mind leading people to Christ. That's my principal job. Principal job. Ubena, you know, I had a woman who is a politician in the Third Republic who came here and said, please, I wanted you to use your influence to speak to the presidency. Now, umusike bia woho yinti ama omo. Then, you know, I took the document, read through the document, then I started going through the benefits, end of service benefits for parliamentarians and all that. Then I realized there has been a law that has been passed. You know, the Third Republic, they don't have all those ex gratia, all those bits, you know. And I said, way ignorantly, To say all these group noa men's gold for Gio Musica. Two groups, they came together, wrote me letter one, wrote me second letter, then came here and said, we want you to lead us. Lead us. Make use your voice and influence. Na abain empana nun tum, put pressure on government, and government can, so we can have our money. Are you wicked? First error of Balaam. Idi abrona ntima first kana ma. Now we must have a church. You grow, shout. And you people sold houses, lands. You sold properties and gave your money to men's gold. You could not even pick tithes to bring it to this place and say, Papa, we are taking our money to men's gold, but first take the tithe. Say, Tudia Dinia, come and stand with us. Yakoma men's gold for Dimusika. I can promise you that money is not coming back. I said it on Sunday, I'm repeating it. Ubia! We seek a woman's good. Emada. There's no money. They have finished your money. The case in court can last. It can finish tomorrow. But I can promise you, your money is not coming. With a hard truth, people will not like it. But I told you the mind of God. First thing. Put the scripture back in our language. And in this particular course, you know, say that particular time, asemno kompa in the BC. Asemno kompa in the BC. Can I have the scripture, please? Any problem? All right. So he makes it. Mema come yes, yes, as a son yet, you are not music. Evradia sem tea and who come. Yes, of one is here, who is a mompinya, me as a moiety. So we have found ourselves a lot of entertainment. We have brought it into the house of God, and we are boldly entertaining you. Things that can tickle your ears and make you jump around. Things that can make people dance about. The days are, you know, like Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 1, where a person can understand that dimpa, you know, a good name is precious, that it's better than precious ointment. Yeah, and one's day of death is far better than the day of birth. Look at verse number 2. Nenka yenyanya mia sampani yetia. Enkawe, it will never be omitted or eliminated from God's word. It is better to go into the house of mourning than to go into the house of partying, because for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to their heart. Ami tia si, edebi benipa beba bisume. They are going to do that. And this is why. So for now, we have found ourselves with crazy akwanchere. All night, we've been doing all night, and I say, Christo nka ho. Nasenia ni tumi nka ho. Agro ni yekuru Christo ho. Because unyamiya semuti
unyamia sem eti hukom esi
e kenya msembani penti boys hika kreli anukofu na momontini sodi nsembani nam monsa chila majune infri sumdun tudi nkikadem ifi eni ya mumo yohu but ni tiye die e hukomu esi tiye mpate if I am say, okay, mommy and ma, young fa has a folk for March, I'm born, and she screams, you mona, young March, and Otatis Kakra, and it goes, so I'm unfortunate, young come and say, you will be shocked. The young men in this place will be so, a good idea, Baba. But has a folk for March, and I know boy back, was there a match, was there a bobby, I antenna, Sakra, antenna fashion, young. Could see a church. Yeah, Bob born as mommy and for young summon in Twinchenkakra. Any match, any match in Ivania to us is a form of evangelism. Nonsense. Nonsense! Football is a form of evangelism. Throw the Bible away then and bring jersey and boots. It's a form of evangelism. Really? Evangelism mu fa ino kaja muza mungongo bobo. Mungongo bobo. Because assembly a hook on wesi. I'm telling you. How many people, you know, have been hearing or reading a book of the gospel this week? Yenibre, yenibre, yenibre. A tomwasi! A kenya msem gra yempeti. We have almost over 1,000 messages on podcast. And there are people sitting here who have never listened to one. Yet I have people living in Germany, America, London. People living in Australia, New Zealand. People living in the Near East, Middle East, and the Far East. Who don't miss that? I have Muslims who download messages every week. We have almost about 5,000 downloads weekly. And the people sitting in Alabaster are not part of those downloaders. Oh, mercy. Oh, mercy. Comedy videos. John chapter 3, verse 19. And higher baby, I say, and so nipa do sum. When you nipper was on them when free moon, nipper do some jay. If it's a woman, you may upon it. We call ourselves born again, but our fruits are incredibly unbelievable. Serious. They say, Atemuda Nabewunu said, no preaching in Bibri agro. No preaching in Bibri honam. No preaching in Bibri hon grungrunim. No preaching in Bibri adum young cupono and send me so. Now preaching, I'm telling you, I have taken my time in recent time. I have been listening to gospel music by Ghanaian gospel musicians. And I have been listening to gospel music from their Nigerian counterparts. And I come to a realization, sir. Seriously and emphatically speaking, definitely, our emphasis is different. Our emphasis is the Mungwana Muya here for Mungwana Muya Mabrofua when Yamini Mumfribi. You can see some of these Nigerian people, they can say, I counted one musician, I counted the songs that he had wrote and sang over 100 songs. Over 100 songs, and it's all about Jesus. Jesus! Nothing else. They are not tired of Jesus. He lifts one song, goes to another, goes on. If it is not Jesus, it's the Holy Spirit. Jesus, Holy Ghost, Jesus, Holy Ghost. We are busily saying, Wabuwa mi weyi mi wafa mi mnafa inko se bonzam kure ni mse nyami ye buwafo. Bonzam kure ni mse nyami oye buwafo. Mkwana mwobre. And very soon, nobody will be listening to your nonsense. Very soon. It's just a matter of time. Kasi mi kachile mu. Very soon, you will realize it because new masters are coming. And the new masters don't have time for your nonsense. They won't follow your footsteps. And may I remind you one more time? I'm telling you. Let me tell you something, Savonana, because you are a gospel musician before you are a pastor. Let me say this to you. Many gospel musicians don't have a church. This is where I fellowship. This is my spiritual home, and these are my spiritual shepherds. Many gospel musicians, as many as 70%, don't have that. Jumping from one place to another. Somebody can sit down in the night and the Lord gives a song. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe, yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. You are the Son of God. He wakes up the next morning and he lifts up on dancing crowns, lifting heads, bowing is all we come to do. I don't know. Adonai, you reign on us. We will rise in your name. Adonai. And we are busily talking nonsense. Because our heart is not right with the word. You see these guys who are singing these songs? Go and see how God has blessed them. Cars, houses, and their focus is not there. Their focus is on the giver. I want to see Jesus. 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 Wakes up in the morning and he picks up another. Everywhere I go, I see you right there. And sing songs of the Christ, your creation, your power. When Samuel Juma Wakesi, I see the sea, I see the trees, I see the mountains. And anywhere I go, you are right there by the might of your power. Oh! Jesus. Jesus. Onishan Lianu, you're the God of us, someone. I've tasted of your power. Onishan Lianu, you have shown me so much mercy, much more. Marys of her, the wonders of your great creation in all of you, and we join you pray. Come on, then things are up. Your outstretched has lifted me. You, that's right. The chains and cords that held me back. Oh, Onisha Liado, you're the God of me. That's right. Testing of you. Oh. yato nyumi wana kaisa yato Petrus ibisamazi wana kaisa yato Petrus. Some takes you into the presence of the Lord, into his presence, into the presence of God, into the presence of God. So me, I don't listen to nonsense. I won't listen to nonsense. Hallelujah. I want to see Jesus. I want to talk like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to follow Jesus. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to be anointed. I want to take up my cross. I want to follow Jesus. Jesus! Jesus. I want to be like the Son of God. I want to be, live like the Son of God. I want to have dominion like the Son of God. I'm serious. Let me see. That will be the cause of your penekuno. Ya winyanikuno. Me confused you. I'm first example. One more every dozo. And I'm here. By his grace. My eyes have seen, my ears have heard the wonders of your great creations in awe of you, and we, that's right. The words speak, 10 days your has lifted you to the chains that help me back. Oh, Onisha. Much more than and even if they want to talk about needs, they do it in a way to glorify God. See what the Lord has done. Oh, see what the Lord has done. It's all about the Lord, not about us. All about the Lord. Has come to. That's right. See what the Lord. Stop following Ghana gospel music for 80%. Stop it! Stop it! If you lift me up, I will raise the nations unto myself. See what the Lord has done. Oh, see what? That's right. What we waited for has come to pass. Oh, see. Sing one more time. Oh, see what the Lord. That's right. Yeah, see what. What we has come to birth. Oh, see what? The moment we take the Lord Christ out of the picture, that is rottenness, prayer. Instantly, we go into corruption.
Because Jesus is not the emphasis. So when we say that we are teaching people the way of salvation, we are showing them the Christ. Not Christ and yet the any man become. No. Christ is not hypocrite or hypocritical. Jesus is not a complainer. Because maybe we are saying, no. Say, wouldn't him Yeshua, you will complain. Obey a casa for. You will be a casa for. Yeah. This is where you wake up in the morning and you pick up a song. Crucified, laid behind the stone. It lay to die. Rejected like a rock. Trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me. This is the morning. This is what I'm telling you. You cannot be listening to rubbish in your music, in your iPod, or in your earpod. I'm telling you. You can't. You don't have that day, cry. You don't. Yeah. Because I wake up in the morning, music and so, transport, you know, and I get up on the trotter and I say, you know, oh yeah, Andrew Jesus, oh yeah, Nansu Jesus, oh yeah, Nansu Jesus, eh, oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Tim, ah, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Tim, oh, yeah, Andra, oh, yeah, Nansu, hey, oh, yeah, Nansu, Jesus. Oh, Timon. This is the conviction of the Christian. Not when the world is complaining, we are complaining with the world. You come from a different economy. You belong to a different circle. Even though you are in this world, you are not of this world. Even though you are in this world, you are not of this world. This is what we should be pointing people to. Christ. If I say me who is what by hila for in chamber catch the ones that we would have your per se you who is you pay yes we who no tia se for yasa for tipe ya for no kwama for no dear woman it as well dear woman it as well one I may pen a who no one I may pen a who no say me who is so I will be ungongons and we him. I am not interested. Obi kuno mempe no. Obi yire mempe. Mi hunu Kristo wa. Ri ebon me. Ensa ebon me. Efuno me.
Oh God. Mini yamba ako. Asante sebiya ba use on Friday night club use diye. Shene ni mamsi hundi mi Yesu. Wouldn't be if say wouldn't be Yesu won't call friend crow for my metana so a mumro woman say wouldn't be Yesu as would be a song when you're me and him a chance old omnigo mora dear wouldn't be Yesu wouldn't be Yesu wouldn't be Yesu I may say and Safuno or tell the papa I don't want to hear yeah just say. What things are sent crap as wolf? Christ will know what two no, Juma would in or not. Jesus, not Juma would in. Hallelujah. You know, the lady who sang that song, Victoria something. When sometimes you pray in the Holy Ghost to a point, you have no words, and so it turns into chant. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. It's not just a song. It's not just a song. It's the fullness of Jesus. Fullness of Jesus within a person. We'll be our way with great tongues in the whole night. Last night I was praying, prayed through, you know, from 11 o'clock to almost about 2:15, you know, going to sleep. All that I want is Jehovah, Jesus. I went to sleep with that song, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim. That was all that was in my spirit. I even forgot that I had a radio program. Jesus is all that I want. Jesus is all I want. I don't know why you come to church. Jesus. Christ. Including here, maybe physically is in your room right now. I'm telling you. There are too many idols in your room. You will have to throw, there are too many excess baggages. Somebody disappointed you and this, that, and one same she will moan, you know, we get am one shell, so when you continue, you know, ya buy any break Jesus in now, what is this? What is this? What is this? And she swore back, why you am one shell, so what is wrong with you? Come on. Oh, the Bible said, he that believes in me, out of his belly shall flow streams of living water. Streams, and not out of his belly will flow dadrene. No, out of his belly will flow streams of living water. Not only on this earth, one day when I get to heaven, I want to see Jesus like this, face to face. Yeah. Unu brother Peter, mumu se mumu di amuni ebradi na atina agusi si ebei. Look at the Lord, how beautiful he is. He is well known. Yeah. And I believe that, you know, when we get. The songs are holy, holy are you, Lord? Are you, Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, you are holy. That's right. Oh, I think we need to come back to spirituality. Are you Lord? Oh, my God. Worthy. Stand to your feet. Worthy. Raise your hands and worship. You are holy. Are you Lord? Hands up here to come out. Worthy is a name. Worthy is a name. You are holy. You are holy. Holy. Are you Lord? Worthy. You are worthy. You are holy. Are you Lord? Worthy. Amen. I've seen too many healings by the grace of God in this building, in different services. That comes out of a heart of gratitude. People that are grateful to God, not full of complaining. Well, the Bible said, he that have a double mind should not expect anything from the Lord. Forget about your trouble. Exalt the King. Exalt the King. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Raise those holy hands. Oh, are you Lord? Worthy. You are worthy. Oh, are you Lord God? Raise your voice and speak in the spirit for a few minutes. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus! Raise your voice, Kalabanana. Kalabana Bahandele. Shadabahania Antalana. Siana Badabaha. Shadabana Banana. Kodalalahoya. Hallelujah. Put your two hands on your heart, and we want to ask the Lord. We want to know you. We want to know you well. We want to serve you well. We want to be with you. We want to be drawn closer to you, deeper and closer. Open our spirit to deep waters of the Spirit of God and to the things of God. Open our spirits. Stir us again. Revive us again. In the name of Jesus. Draw us again to yourself. Somebody open your mouth everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Rada kukakadosha. Can I hear prayer? Can I hear prayer? Zita barosh. Skikaradada. Shadadadadadada. Riyadah. will shine. Hey! Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. You make my life so beautiful. Let's close with that. And as you are made me. There's nothing. That's why I love you forever. You make my life so beautiful. Oh, and as you are, there's nothing greater than that. That's what I love forevermore. Oh, yeah, I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. Yeah, I want more of you. Oh, yeah, I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you, more of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you, more of you, more of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you, more of you. More of you, more of you, Jesus, sing about the last time, more of you, more of you. I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. Let your hands are on your heart one more time, Father. I commend your people to you. We want to go deeper in Christ. We want to know you. We want to love you. The more we love you, the more we want to love you. The more we need you, the more we want. We need you. Yeah. The more we test for you, the more we are testing for you. The more you reveal yourself, the more we want. We stand here to adore and magnify you. Our lives belongs to you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Strengthen your people, empower and do your people. Anoint your people fresh with oil, fire and grace. Give you the glory that you have begun a good work and you will also accomplish. As for their needs, there is no father that will be negligent to their children. We know that you are a loving father. Your word says that even as human beings, you know how to give good gifts to our children. When they ask for bread, we don't give snakes. When they ask for eggs, we don't give stones. How much more, you that is holy, do your good works
taught these your people. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands. You are watching us. You don't know Jesus as your Lord. You are in this building. You don't know the Lord Jesus. Write and it's on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I am a child of God. And Father, I pray honoring you for everybody who prayed that prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands. Pick up your offering. Let's close. Thank you for coming. And I pray that you will honor these your children in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Jesus. You make my life so good.
Come from the back to the altar. It's fine.
Because you are, you have made me here on earth.
There's nothing greater than that's why I love you forevermore. You make my life so beautiful. And as you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than thee.
That's why I love you forevermore.
I want
more
of you, Jesus, more of you.
Say, I want more of you.
I want more of you, Jesus. Tomorrow I know you. Tomorrow I want to know you, Jesus, more of you.
Say, I want more of you. I want more of you. I want more of you,
Jesus.
The more,
I know you, the more I want to know you,
Jesus.
More. All right.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you for coming. Such an awesome Tuesday Bible study. Wow, wow. Your sister, you are a catcher. We sister. You didn't pay 1 hour. Now, got 2 hours. You must work. Be a big bunu, something else. And don't allow the enemy to take something that is not his. I didn't have a bun. No way. Hallelujah. I catch you, and the grace of God will be our portion. Say amen. Amen. We are preparing ourselves for a crusade. We are first time of that kind of a crusade at the Ganwest district. We're going to be there for 3 nights, and we are trusting the Lord. Sunday, I'll give you all the details, and the grace of God will be our portion. Say amen. Amen. I love you and I'm praying for you. Watch yourself, watch this nest. You all who join us online will love you. And I will always love you, praying, trusting God with you. Would you time? Ever so mumutimako heaven nibi. Yeah, mutri mumutime obeko heaven nibi. The Lord bless you
in Jesus' name. Remember, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.